David Noble is going to join us. The Crows, they take on an energised Brisbane Lions outfit this Saturday night at the Gabba. David Noble's been a key pillar in their turnaround and he joins us now. Nobes, welcome to the show.
G'day, Vicks. G'day, Rowie.
Nobes, good to hear your voice again. You must be pretty happy. Three wins on the trot. I'm sure that puts a spring in everyone's step and you must be rapt that the players who have been working their butts off are finally seeing some reward for their effort.
Yeah, you're right, Vicks. It's, we've had a really consistent year. You know, our good around the mark with probably the top eight's been really consistent. In the front half, we hadn't been able to quite get across the line, but I think it's been really pleasing for, you know, the staff that have been here sort of previous, Chris and I, and some of the players that, you know, I guess we sort of rebooted last year and wanted to get a bit more relevance into, you know, into our position within the AFL market. And a few, you know, we're a little sceptical, I think, up here about, we've sort of, you know, heard that rhetoric before, and we've been able to sort of just hold a steady and consistent line. And, yeah, things have been really, in the last sort of month, have really sort of turned in a positive fashion.
Even when you're losing, Nobes, I don't know whether these are the right terms, but as a football person who watches a fair bit of footy, and I do like the way you play. I call it you're playing the right way. You have a healthy respect for scoring. I know you want to pressure and defence and all of that and structures, but you play the right way, I reckon, Nobes, for these kids to really want to learn and score.
Yeah, you're right, Rowie. I think, you know, the coaching group is no doubt. We want to have that instinct in our game. You know, we don't want to just have too much sort of processes in there. I mean, you've got to have, you know, a number of those elements and, you know, get your fundamentals right. But we've certainly given the guys the scope, you know, to try things, to take things on. You know, we know that we've got some really good firepower, young firepower down in that sort of front end of the ground. So if we can move it swiftly enough, or if we need to take a bit of time, you know, we've sort of tried to do in a multiple sort of way. It's not just all been one manner, but certainly, you know, having that instinct in our players has been a critical part of FaZe's coaching. You know, we need them to make those decisions out on the ground and, you know, play what's in front of you a bit. So, and they've been really responsive to that, there's no doubt.
Has it been a turnaround? I generally look at the leaders through this last month, that your leaders have been outstanding, none better than your ex-skipper. He's had a massive month. And when your skippers and your leaders type stand up notes, it makes it a bit easier for you blokes upstairs in the box.
Yeah, it does. There's no doubt that, you know, as Bix knows, your leaders to be able to put performance on the table, you know, as a direction for your other guys to follow. There's no doubt that I think, you know, Bing has been fantastic in the way that he's managed his, you know, his difficulties off field, and he's been able to now come back and play at the level that he has. And I think that the unheralded, you know, hero sort of internally for us has been the way that Dane Zorko has, you know, grabbed hold of the captaincy and really guided, you know, that group of other leaders in that area. He's been outstanding internally, and, you know, I couldn't talk more highly of him.
And at the other end of the scale, I just had a look at the list. Management's in really solid shape. Cam Rayner's 18. You've got Alex Witherden, who's 19. He's playing good footy. You've got three 20-year-olds in McLuggage, Hipwood and Berry are all playing great footy. And then you've got a list of key position players, Darcy Gardner, Dan McStay, and we know Harris Andrews not playing, but they're all between 21 and 23, have played between 50 and 80 games. So you're in really good shape to really build on this in the coming years.
Yeah, we've got 30 under 22 on our list.
Wow.
You know, and that emerging group, you know, again, they've taken a little bit of time, but they've been, you know, strongly encouraged to play in a positive way. And, you know, they've really appreciated that, you know, the focus of their strengths in their game, consistency of the game plan from Fags has been, you know, crucial in that aspect. We set ground rules, you know, really early last year about that was the manner of how we wanted to go about it. We haven't deviated off that. And we've celebrated the little wins along the way, I think, Bix, really strongly to indicate that, yeah, that's the way. And look, we had to grow it from, you know, 10 minutes of footy last year to 15 to a quarter and, you know, then to a half. And the back end of our year last year was really solid. We thought we started reasonably well this year, and then, you know, the break re-energised the group, and we've been able to, you know, take another sort of step forward since then. And, yeah, I think that synergy is now starting to build. You know, we've got I think we've got about 10 new players in our group this year. So that, as you know, that synergy takes a while to sort of come to hand, and that's starting to show some good signs at the moment.
The other thing that clearly is happening is the players are starting to enjoy the fruits of their labour. A couple of years ago, Brisbane was like a revolving door. There were kids that were there for 2 minutes, then they were out the door. Do you think you've stemmed the flow there and you've got that under control now?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no doubt. We've handed a lot of that ownership back to the guys as to how they want to drive it. And, you know, and I guess it sounds funny for a young group, but, you know, the type of environment that they want to bring people in, the environment that they want to leave, you know, you sort of talk about that legacy factor. But certainly we've allowed them to feel safe and grow in that environment that's, you know, allowed them to sort of flourish both on and off the field. You know, we've not only created stability through the playing list, but I think all through our staff as well. And that's been important to understand that, you know, collectively as a club, we want to move forward. It's not just about the playing side, but certainly as a group, you know, on and off the field, commercially wise, membership wise, you know, getting our fans back to our home ground, making that a real fortress. I mean, that whole collective push for us to be connected, you know, through our fans, our players, our corporates has been, you know, crucial across the board.
GM of Footy Ops for Lions, David Noble, our guest. Crows are taking them on Saturday at the Gabba. Be live on 588. Nobes, Harris Andrews, how's he tracking? Where's he at? Will he be back?
Won't be back this week, Rowie, but he'll be back into full training next week. So we'd expect him to probably come back in the side next week. So he's tracked really well. Just a little bit slower, a little bit more conservative. But yeah, he's passed all his final tests, you know, sort of through this week. He's still been training. It's just the contested bit at the moment. So that'll all probably get put to bed by the end of this week. We're probably just waiting on that last sort of bit of finalisation. But yeah, he's good. He's keen to go. So he was just in Fagg's office about 10 minutes ago. So he's ready to go.
Oh, he was in all Australian form, no question. What about Hodgie? I know the teams aren't out before six. Is Hodgie back in?
Be close. Probably can't reveal that just yet. But yeah, look, he just copped a bit of a calf last week. So we'll wait and see. But he might need another week.
Lions 500th AFL game this Saturday. Have you got a cake?
Ice cream cake.
There'd be a few candles on it.
You're on every committee. We love your footy intel, Nobes, and you're always very sharing with it, and we do like that. Starting positions, are you a fan? Do we need change? Your club has trolled them. Give us a bit of a synopsis.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I wasn't a fan, I must admit. I was a little bit dubious of seeing the, you know, the 18s and the TAC and the national championships and sort of how they've, you know, distributed. The 666 at centre bounce, it didn't mind. It looked okay from, you know, the way the ball moved. Then we trialled it where you had a distribution of numbers sort of back inside 50 and back sort of in your front half. So it looked a little bit unusual because of the, you know, the image that we've got in our head. But, boy, it opened the game up and allowed quicker movement. It will allow the ball to sort of transition quicker just because the density is a bit less, Rowie. You know, you're able to get through, you know, the less numbers of traffic and find a bit more space. So I did like the look of it from that side of things. We didn't find any issue with players getting back into position because they get accustomed to it. It doesn't matter. There's no specific, well, it's you three that have to get back in the forward half. It's just three forwards. And we actually saw a slight change in behaviour when we got into the second half. They knew that it was coming, and so therefore they just adjusted their position. So I think something's coming. I'm not sure the detail that's going to come now as a result of, you know, the last month of footy has been really impressive across the board. You know, we've got some of that more scoring back in. We've got you know, some better use of the ball in our game, it seems. So if we could sort of capture that a bit, we probably don't need to tinker with it as much as maybe what they thought in the first half of the year.
What about a red card? You saw Harris Andrews go down. Are we ready for a red card, a send-off, an eye for an eye?
Don't think so. I'm not convinced yet. I haven't looked at, you know, a bunch of incidents, so I'm only sort of saying that off what I see with our own games. If someone was able to put enough evidence in front of us to say, look, here are the 15 incidents across the you know, the game where that may be warranted, well, it might be some consideration, but I'm probably not a fan at this stage.
Surprised Rory Sloan stayed for 5 years?
No.
No, no, we in the end. I was worried. Genuine... Were you worried?
Not really. No,
he's in Brisbane. He didn't care.
Brisbane, so
no, but he's still, no, Nobes is still close. He has care.
Yeah, no, look, I was there with the last negotiation, and look, he took his time, and he got all the information that he needed, so it didn't surprise me that he stayed. You know, he's a genuine human being, and, you know, he and Belinda are, you know, having a bub, and I thought it was great.
Okay. Were you surprised you got Charlie Cameron then? Oh, no, nah, leave that one. Sorry. Hey, Nobes, are you spinning a few vinyls with Fakes? Did you see him on AFL 360 with Robbo? He's a vinyl man.
He is. I didn't see the vinyl. I have seen the vinyls at Fakes' place, but I was at a tribunal hearing last night, so I didn't see the 360. But the boys have been giving him heaps today. right, but I did know that he had the vinyl collection, so good on him.
Well, Nobes, Crows are heading up your way. Promises to be a big game. A couple of people have said to me, well, gee, I bet you Adelaide are ruining the fact they hit Brisbane and they're in good form. I think you could probably say the same. Adelaide look like they're hitting some really good form as well. It promises to be a great game, and thanks for having a chat.
Pleasure, guys. Always great to catch up with you.